Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Ms. Childs alleges in her verified complaint that sometimes she helps clients who want to reduce unwanted same-sex attraction, change unwanted same-sex behavior, and to resolve dysphoria that they're experiencing with their bodies.
Supreme Court yesterday having a very interesting conversation about the law in Colorado that prohibits licensed counselors who are healthcare practitioners from talking even people into being less gay or less trans, which is essentially the gist of the law. You cannot do anything that would try to change gender orientation or gender identity or even to lessen the expression of it. You can, however, encourage people to embrace their sexual orientation or their gender identity or to enhance it, but you cannot discourage it or try to reverse it. That's the essence of the law that this Christian counselor had come to the Supreme Court ultimately asking to have struck down so that she could practice, you know, counseling according to her Christian faith, which is when people come to her with children, the parents and the kids want to undo, reverse, or diminish the things that they are unhappy with about their own inclinations. And Colorado's law says you cannot do this, Sonia Sotomayor.
Would any of that include what's talked about as aversion therapy, which is encouraging them to vomit, encouraging them to go into electric shock treatment, encouraging the typical aversion therapy?
No, Ms. Childs does not do any of that. All she does is speech in her counseling.
And does that — so what behavior does that include? Is that include date other people of your
— no,
the opposite sex?
No, she does not. That's not the kind of counseling she engages in.
There's no treatment. There's no drugs. There's no surgeries. There's no behavior. There's just talk. And that's the essence of this case, is that since it's just talk — the state cannot disprefer certain viewpoints or certain kinds of talk because that's a inhibition on the First Amendment. And under strict scrutiny or heightened scrutiny, they would not be able to uphold this law. Under mere rational basis, which is all you got to basically say is there's a governmental purpose here and we try to do something related to that. But when the heightened scrutiny applies because it's speech, then all the rules change and they have not even come close to satisfying those rules. John Roberts.
How does your position change if, in addition to the counseling, there is more I'll call medical treatment, whether it's medications, shots, whatever? Does that alter your position?
It certainly does alter our position. So as this court talked about in NIFLA, when speech is incidental to regulated conduct, then that changes the analysis. And so if we were in the medical context and there was something like administering drugs, performing procedures, conducting examinations, that would take it outside of the arguments we're making.
How about if it's just both?
So if a doctor wants to talk you into a certain prescription, that's certainly within the realm of regulation. But if a doctor, or in this case, a counselor, just wants to talk to you and there's no behavior, there's no medicine, then it's fine, again, according to the plaintiffs here. Ketanji Brown Jackson.
I guess it seems very odd that you could have two scenarios where you have two licensed professionals both attempting to provide treatment to an individual, say, for the same issue that, you know, the person says, I'd like to live consistently with my biological sex. I feel that I'm not doing that. I'd like your help. Medical professional A treats that quote-unquote condition with medication. Medical professional B treats that condition with talk therapy. And I guess under your theory, those two scenarios are sufficiently different from a constitutional perspective that one could be allowed and the other not.
I think that's potentially correct because the First Amendment would apply to the speech.
Just because
therapy.
Words are being used to accomplish the therapy in one scenario and not the other.
No, because only words are being used in the one scenario.
And this is the whole question. This is the question, is the state can regulate medical advice, especially medical advice that leads to a behavior, okay, or an action, a conduct is the legal term. But the question is whether the state legislature or, you know, Colorado as a state can regulate medical talk, health care talk that does not lead to an outcome of any kind. And she's saying, I don't get it. You come to a counselor and they prescribe a drug and we can regulate that. But you come to a counselor and all they do is talk and we can't regulate that. That seems weird. But that's the question. Does the First Amendment protect things that are only talk oriented? And as the James Campbell, who is the plaintiff, the lawyer for the plaintiffs in this case, says, look, even the state of Colorado recognizes that many times people who experience, birth sex dysphoria wind up returning to the sex of their birth, even if they have some transgender ideas or gender dysphoria along the way. And so that's a natural, normal outcome for most people, 90% of people. And yet if a kid comes and says, you know, can you help us with this? Can we help achieve that end outcome that's 90% the truth? Well, we can't help with that under this law.
Colorado accepts that up to 90% of kids who struggle with that before puberty will work their way through it and realign their identity with their sex. But this law says that if any of those children go to a licensed professional and say, I would like help realigning my identity with my sex, that licensed professional has to decline to help them.
But under the Colorado law, they can help them, facilitate them, accept the gender change, the gender dysphoria, and feel more like a woman if they're born a boy. They can help them embrace same-sex attraction. They cannot help them inhibit same-sex attraction if their religion or their personal beliefs or they just don't feel good about it. They can't do anything to help them in that direction. That's what the law says. It is literally a viewpoint discrimination law. What Colorado will say is no, it is a medical standard of care law, and it applies even when all you're doing is talking. And more to this, because it's actually a very interesting case. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. 90, 98, Highway 29 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you read any of the news articles about this, they'll talk primarily about which way the justices seem to lean and the justices, and which is fine. I mean, that's fine for your sort of superficial analysis, which is how is the court going to rule? I agree. I think the court is likely to strike down this law, which I think is a good thing because I don't think that you should be banning efforts to help people who are unhappy with their gender dysphoria or unhappy with their same-sex attraction. You shouldn't be picking and choosing in those directions, but, you know, that's what the Colorado state law does. But Ketanji Brown Jackson, who, you know, it's weird to me. A lot of conservatives love to hate liberals, and a lot of liberals love to hate conservatives. What I don't hear enough of is people who are conservatives saying, yeah, but that one liberal's pretty smart. Or, you know, liberals saying, but that one conservative is pretty smart. People attack Ketanji Brown Jackson all the time. I don't get it, because I thought from before she was confirmed and since, I mean, she said a couple of stupid things. They all say stupid things once in a while. But she has said a lot of really smart things. This is one of the smartest things that I think I have ever heard her say. Because this is really quite an interesting comment.
As I understand it, the First Amendment protects the communication of messages, expression, etc. Am I right about that? I mean, you're communicating, and that's what the First Amendment is about.
Correct.
So I guess I'm still just struggling with whether a therapist who is acting in their professional capacity to help someone achieve their goals is really expressing the kind of message or expressing a message for First Amendment purposes. I mean, I understand if Ms. Childs here were writing an article about conversion therapy or writing or giving a speech about it.
Yeah, like if she's writing on her view on conversion therapy, that would be completely protected speech. But if she's in the room doing a diagnosis and applying talk therapy in the direction, that's not her opinion in the way the First Amendment protects us to have our opinions. That's medical consultation. And by the way, one of the things that came up a lot in this conversation was, well, would somebody ever be subject to malpractice? You know, because if you recommend anything medically and it winds up, you know, that the person gets hurt, you're going to go back and ask, well, did you give them the warnings? Did you tell them they could be harmed? Were you applying the right standard of care? Were you up to date with the information that you were basing your medical judgment on? Like all those things. Just like if, I don't know, some carpenter is, you know, building an add-on to your house and says, you know, 1x6s are fine. You don't need 2x4s. Well, if you don't know any better, you build a house out of 1x6s and then, you know, the first 20-mile-an-hour wind comes and you're done. You know? And then you're like, well, I think I should sue that person. And they say, well, no, I have free speech rights. You say, no, that's incompetence. That's malpractice. You did a thing that's, you know, a violation of the building code. Because, you know, some carpenter might have the idea that a 1x6 is good enough to be a 2x4, and it's not. But he can't tell you to do that, and he can't implement that. That's, you kind of see how there's more than just the obvious answer to this case. So, you know, I found it a very compelling and interesting conversation. And there's a lot of elements of this that aren't all that interesting. You know, things like what the studies show I don't think are all that fascinating. You know, things about, I don't know. But the big question of whether the state can disfavor certain medical opinions, I mean, that's a very interesting question. They want to say that the plaintiffs want to say it's free speech. Okay. And you remember during COVID, you had a lot of doctors who wanted to give non-traditional recommendations based on their best judgment. But it was either in the gray area of standards of care or contrary to some of the standards of care because they thought what the FDA or the CDC was recommending was not correct. Well, is that free speech? Sort of. But is it medical advice? Obviously. Does it fall within the realm of what the state can and cannot pick winners on? Well, you know, you do want the state to be able to say that some kinds of medical quackery are not allowed, but you also don't want them saying too much in this realm because you want some medical freedom. It's a kind of a complicated situation. So I actually think this is much more interesting than maybe some of the first analysis. Even my own first thoughts about this, I had to kind of revise them, which is one of the things about the Supreme Court. Typically, the Supreme Court takes hard questions. Difficult questions. Questions which are much more difficult than they at first seem. I mean, my first look at this case was, oh, here we go again. Colorado's trying to, you know, basically discourage Christians. Colorado's trying to thwart people who have Christian convictions. Like in the Masterpiece cake baking case. You know, you have to bake a cake for the gays if you're going to bake a cake for the straights. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. In this case, and you know, that wound up getting struck down, but there's a lot of nuance in that case, too. In this one, I thought, really? A counselor can't try to get a kid who is unhappy about feeling trans or unhappy about feeling gay? You can't get them any advice in the other direction. You can only give them embrace-it advice? That's crazy. Well, what if, okay, hypothetically, I don't think we're here factually, but what if, hypothetically, you actually had good evidence that it never works. You are what you are. You know, you want who you want. Your gender identity is what it is. And every time we try to teach people to not embrace that, they wind up feeling more depressed, more suicidal. You know, I mean, what if that were true? I don't think it is true, but what if it were true? Well, you could see why Colorado could make the case that, hey, that advice is harmful. That's bad advice. Whatever your religious convictions are, bad advice hurts patients. Now, Colorado thinks they have that evidence. I don't think they do, but they think they do. And once they think they do, you know, now you have this medical advice kind of regulation scenario. Now, where she became the most uncomfortable, where the Solicitor General for the state of Colorado became the most uncomfortable, Shannon Stevenson is her name, is when they were asking her questions like, so, you know, back in the 70s, remember when the DSM, the diagnostics, DSM, what the words were, but it's the all of the diagnosis for all of psychiatry and psychology are in here, and, you know, all of the things that are wrong with people and the names and what the indicators are and all that. And back then, homosexuality was a mental illness. If you had same-sex desires, that was a diagnosis. And you could get treatment because being gay was a mental disorder. It no longer indicates that. And today we have a very different view, at least as a culture, you know, put aside religious morality views. But as a culture, we have decided that gay or straight, all fine, right? Legally protected. You can get married, right? Well, if you take Colorado's position on this topic, you would have to admit that in the 70s, it would have been perfectly fine for Colorado to prohibit a counselor who has a gay patient from telling that gay patient it's okay to be gay. And to her credit, Shannon Stevenson said, yep, that's right. Because they have to accept that. But that's the problem with, of course, changing norms and changing standards. On the one hand, you want to say when the standard of care changes that the doctors can give you or the counselors can give you new advice. On the other hand, that means you have to embrace some pretty uncomfortable ideas about past or potentially future changes in standard of care and what people can and cannot say. And do you want the government in the business of picking and choosing winners in this regard? Ideally, you'd want it to allow some room so that if the standard of care changes, the standard of care can change it. So it's a very interesting conversation. I think the Supreme Court is going to strike down the Colorado law. I think it's either going to be a 7-2 or a 9-0 because Elena Kagan seemed to be on the side of the ones who said it's viewpoint discrimination, so it's First Amendment speech. I'm not sure it's a First Amendment issue. I think it's a medical consultation issue, and you probably want to allow more liberty by doctors or counselors than the Colorado law allows. But that's a much trickier question than just a speech First Amendment analysis. So we'll see. You know, we got 9 months to speculate on what the Supreme Court is going to do. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. If you're on Davis Highway headed toward Olive Road, do you expect a minor delay in that area going southbound? But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
One of the nation's largest employers of people with disabilities is based right here in Pensacola, Global Connections to Employment, or GCE. Now they're creating more local jobs for people with disabilities through the launch of GCE Designs. Hear the inspiring story on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Friday at 9. Visit gcedesigns.org to learn more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants are backed by over 200 years of combined experience.
We've helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share.
With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs.
And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies to give your business an edge.
Let's make this a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station,
the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, or Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences.
Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call today to get started. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I want you to build an ark. Right. What's an ark?
How long can you tread water? 6:29 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, John. Texas National Guard troops have arrived in Illinois, joining state forces at the Elwood Army Reserve Center south of Chicago. Not clear yet just when they'll be deployed into the city, but the city and state have filed a lawsuit to attempt to block that deployment.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Coming up next, a bill filed by a state legislator to change the name of a road on every single Florida college campus to honor Charlie Kirk. Good idea or overreach? We'll talk about it coming up next.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Former FBI Director James Comey going to be arraigned in Virginia today, facing two charges.
False statement within the jurisdiction of the legislative branch of the U.S. government and obstruction of a congressional proceeding. Now, this largely stems from an exchange Comey had with Senator Ted Cruz at a 2020 Senate judiciary hearing when Cruz asked Comey if he had authorized someone at the FBI to be an anonymous source to leak information to the media. Comey denied the accusation at the time.
And that's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The case was deemed too thin by a previous federal prosecutor. The National Guard rolling into Illinois to crack down on anti-ICE protests in Chicago.
The Texas National Guard has arrived southwest of Chicago at an Army training facility near the city of Joliet, despite emotional opposition from Chicago leadership.
And that's Fox's Jeff Manasso. President Trump wants to federalize Illinois National Guard troops, too. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. David Wayne, right now 75 degrees. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola today. At Northwest Florida Congressman Jimmy Patronis says he'll be withholding his pay throughout the government shutdown. He held a news conference on Tuesday highlighting the impact on government agencies and particularly local military personnel across Northwest Florida. Patronis also expressed concerns over airline safety at the airports in Pensacola and Fort Walton Beach, saying TSA agents are working without pay, and that could lead to staff shortages, low morale, and increased wait times at those airports. The Escambia Sheriff's Office investigating a murder-suicide in McDavid. Investigators believe a woman killed her husband, then shot herself. Both were found dead with gunshot wounds on Monday at a home on Century Boulevard. No details have been released on that. Well, we are learning a little bit more now about the moments when a vehicle hydroplaned and flipped off the Bob Sykes Bridge last weekend. Driver Chad McNair is crediting divine intervention for his survival.
Supernatural feeling took over my body. It grabbed my arm, and it led me to a place where I could escape that car. I was feeling around, and I felt like this little opening, and I pulled myself through a very small, like it got very tight on my waist, like up here. Pulled myself through it. And I swam up into a rip current, come out of the current, and then the people on the seawall, they pulled me up.
McNair's vehicle crashed through a guardrail into the bay on Sunday during a heavy rainstorm. Police said he was driving about 30 miles an hour when that crash happened. He did make it out of the vehicle and back to land with only minor injuries. And tells Channel 3 that his mother prays daily. He said he doesn't think he would be here without her. Well, a week ago, the city of Pensacola took possession officially of the old Baptist Hospital campus. The city plans to tear it down and make way for affordable housing.
We made a choice, and that choice was to participate actively in creating a redevelopment vision. We paid about $2 million to craft a vision of what this could become, and we learned it could be housing, an anchor site perhaps, education, retail, on and on. But we don't do development. We do healthcare.
Right.
But we wanted to get this strategy and vision to a place to hand it off to a developer or somebody who could do that.
That's Baptist CEO Mark Faulkner. And he said the reason they donated the land to the city instead of either selling it or developing it themselves was because they wanted to guarantee the property was used for the best interest of the community. Well, Ashley Moody is still upset that the government shutdown is ongoing and entering its second week now. That's what she said yesterday during an appearance on Fox News, Moody blaming Democrats for refusing to come to the table and discuss a solution. 6:34, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at a small chance of rain this afternoon, 40% chance overall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. For Thursday, small 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, sunny skies, high near 86. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 69. Looking nice and sunny on Friday with a high near 80 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 62. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 74 degrees. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. We are back to rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing anything on the big board. Let's see here. If you're on I-10 eastbound going through the construction zone between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect just a 2 to 3 minute delay in that area. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3, your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are sharply higher amid the OPEC Plus output hike plus supply fears. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $62.60 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $66.28 per barrel. Treasury yields tick the lower. As the government shutdown continues, the yield on the benchmark 10-year note fell almost 2 basis points to trade around 4.111%. Yields edged downward across the curve, with the 30-year Treasury seeing its yield shed around 2 basis points, while those on the 2-year Treasury were flat. Amazon is launching prescription vending kiosks at select One Medical clinics in the Los Angeles area. The kiosks are operated by Amazon Pharmacy and stock a range of commonly prescribed medications, such as antibiotics, inhalers, and blood pressure treatments. Futures are slightly higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 91, the NASDAQ down 153, the S&P 500 down 25. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air.
Sit, Stay, and Listen, 10:30 a.m. today on Pep Talk.
See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You take care of your car, right? So why not give your auto loan some TLC? Refinance an existing loan from another institution with PenAir Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. In addition to a better rate, you'll enjoy convenient banking and a friendly local team always ready to help. Learn more at PenAir.org/auto-refi. That's PenAir.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between October 1st and December 31st, 2025 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PENAIR for complete details.
Hobbies could be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that was fun and could make you some money? Find out how tomorrow at 10:30 with Emerald Coast Coins on Pep Talk. You'll hear about how precious metals are a great hobby and investment. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy, sell gold and silver. Emerald Coast Coins, tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and I have a case in controversy for you. A bill filed in the state of Florida. Oh, my God. House Republican on Tuesday files a bill, HB 113, that would redesignate a road at each Florida State University and college to honor Charlie Kirk. Of course, who was murdered while speaking at a college campus in Utah. And this is not just for any particular university. This is for all of them. All the universities, all 12 of them, and all 28 colleges would get a road named after him. And when I first read this, there was a part of me that's like, well, that seems like a lot. And then I thought, well, you know, maybe, like, UWF can take just one, like, side street somewhere and, you know, name it after Charlie Kirk. And, okay. You know, and I went back and forth in my head about, you know, well, okay, well, we want people to believe in free speech. We want people to believe in open debate. Does that need to be Charlie Kirk Road? Should that be, you know, Thomas Jefferson Road? Should that be Free Speech Way? Should that be First Amendment Avenue? You know, what's, if this is the goal, if the goal is really to remind people who go to college and university that they should engage in conversations openly, should it be, you know, Civility Lane? I mean, what's, you know, what's really the right way to do this? And then a thought occurred to me. I thought, oh, well, I wonder what the law actually says, like, about UWF. So I did what, you know, you're supposed to do, and I went and read it. I read the bill. You ready? John, you may not know the geography of UWF all that well.
No.
There's really, now I might be missing one, but I think there's basically three roads at UWF. There's University Parkway that goes all the way from Davis all the way right into the heart of campus. It's kind of like airport. You know, airport ends at the airport, university ends at the university. It's kind of a, you know, no-brainer. There's University Parkway, okay, that goes right up the middle and used to terminate at the hedges that said UWF, and now it's the concrete thing. And then there's Campus Drive, okay, and then there's Campus Lane, I think is the other one. Campus Lane is the little one that goes right by the police station, but Campus Drive is the one that starts at 9 Mile or 90, however you want to call it, and then it winds its way all the way through campus and goes until it ends at the end of the, I mean, like, it's the whole road. So, this proposed bill says the University of West Florida shall redesignate Campus Drive as Charlie James Kirk Drive. And I thought, you have got to be kidding me.
The longest road?
The only road. I mean, really.
Right.
It's a one-road college, university. And Campus Drive is the only road that goes through the entirety of the campus. That, and it, the law says that, and it's going to be, I like Charlie Kirk. Believe in what he was doing. I'm a big fan of the debate and openness and civility. But you're going to change Campus Drive and every single address of every single entity on campus and all the money that that will cost and all the signage. You're going to change it to Charlie James Kirk Drive. Not even Charlie Kirk Drive, but Charlie James Kirk Drive. And then I thought, well, I wonder what PSC is. Because if they're picking it for everybody, College Boulevard, right through
really?
The heart of campus. Yep.
Wow.
Chieftain Way at Florida State University.
Mm-hmm.
Major road. At Florida, it's Stadium Road, I think, is the one. I looked up a couple of these just out of curiosity. And it's either the biggest road or close to the biggest road in every at every school. So what's my take? 4-3-7-16-20 I think it's ridiculous. I think it's absurd. I thought about whether I would do this on Friday, you know, for transgressors, but I decided, no, I'm gonna use my satire now. Like, so you know it's Andrew speaking. See, the problem with this legislator, his name is Kevin Steele, Representative Kevin Steele out of Dade City. It's not that he wants to, you know, honor Charlie Kirk. It's not that he wants to do something to help campuses be more bastions for open and, you know, honest and civil dialogue and whatever. All that's fine. You know, I'm on board with that. But this is such a knee-jerk, massive overreach. And yet, at the same time, I mean, if he's serious about this, the problem with Kevin Steele is he's not going far enough. He's not serious enough. I'll explain in a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
You leave me hanging. All right, fine. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, experiencing about a 5 to 7 minute delay through that construction zone. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Continuing.
Well, the problem is that Kevin Steele's, you know, too much a man of halfway measures. He thinks he's doing a big swing. You know, if you're going to change all of these roads, including Campus Drive at UWF and College, Boulevard, as Charlie James Kirk Boulevard at PSC, and all of these major roads at all of these, you know, 40 colleges and universities across the state, small thinking. Why rename just a road? What we should do is rename all the universities. We could have Charlie Kirk University West in Pensacola. We could have Charlie Kirk University South. We could have Charlie Kirk University North. We could have Charlie Kirk State University. Like, if what you really want to do is you really want to bring awareness, you really want to name everything after them. Charlie Kirk University at Gainesville instead of Florida. I mean, you know, really embrace it. I mean, while we're at it, let's rename the whole state instead of Florida. I mean, you know what Florida means? Florida means a lot of flowers.
Oh.
Kind of gay. I mean, if we're going to, you know, if we're going to get rid of DEI and we're going to, you know, be anti-inclusive, I mean, you know, the state of many flowers, a little rainbowy for my taste. Why not be Kirkland?
Oh.
You know? The Gulf of Kirk, the Kirk Ocean East, the Kirk Ocean. I mean, let's name you see, it's such a
that's
dumb.
A big swing.
You like it?
That's a big swing.
Let's do it. Let's name everything.
Let's do it.
And listen,
CKU.
I hate to be the guy on the radio who is a conservative and probably would agree with Charlie Kirk about 90-95% of the things that he says, and thought that he gets he gets maligned, he gets slandered, people lie about the things that he's actually said. I agree with you about all that. But when you do something this dumb, that you're going to literally rename all the major roads at every university and college in Florida for one man who we've barely had enough time to even process his death, let alone the significance of it or, you know, the honor. I mean, thinking about things like Martin Luther King Jr., or Jefferson, or Washington, or Hamilton, or, you know, we barely name anything after Reagan. You know, there's an airport, there's probably a few streets around the country, there might be some high schools, you know. It's way too fast and it's way too much. And yet the funny thing is, if you really want to take it, I mean, if we should really do it this much, I mean, let's really do it. And of course we're not going to, and rightly so. So I'm sure somebody, you're not even a conservative, you don't even... Okay. You know, if liberals lose their mind over this, they'll say, that's because you're a liberal. You know? And it's designed to agitate. I mean, it's all designed for just, this is a stunt. This is a stunt like how every year the liberals come out with their slate of 24 bills that we've heard every single year that are not going to go anywhere, but it gives them the chance to brag to their people. Just like this gives this guy a chance to go to, you know, people and say, oh, look at what I tried to do, and they voted me down, or, God forbid, they voted it up. I mean, I, you know, who knows what we might do in this current legislature. I don't have great confidence that we won't do this. So it behooves people like me to say, come on, man. Come on, man. If conservatives criticize you, then you should listen. Oh, I know. That Andrew McKay, he's a Republican in name only. Oh, my God. Please. Please. 649 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, somebody makes a great point. Texted in 437-1620. Charlie himself would hate this grandstanding. His name has been abused, which disrespects his whole legacy. I'm sick of seeing and hearing his name since I got back from India. Yeah, all of these and other people, other people saying basically the same thing. Listen, you want to name a fund, a foundation, a debate scholarship, a speech series. There's literally hundreds of things you could do that I would be completely on board with, that would make sense, that would be on target and would be proportional and of the right scope. The Charlie Kirk Institute for Campus Discussion. Yes. Awesome. Perfect. But please don't ham-fist your Charlie James Kirk Road or Drive on top of Campus Drive or Charlie James Kirk Boulevard on top of College Boulevard at PSC. That's ridiculous. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Verus Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verushp.com. Verus Health Partners.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Landrum Annual 5K Run Walk is Saturday morning, starting at the downtown Landrum offices. Everyone is encouraged to get out and get moving. Proceeds benefit Lakeview Center. The Taste of the Beach Food Festival is Saturday from 10 till 4. Come out for the flavors, the fun, and new features showcasing the best chefs and restaurants on the beach. Find out more at PensacolaBeachChamber.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fire, 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 fire.
Now that really was cool.
Good morning, 6:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Is this real? Somebody forwarded me a link from Florida Politics that's a really good site, a very reliable site, that says the same guy who wants to name every A street at every campus for Charlie Kirk, this Kevin Steele, that they want that Trump's team wants him to run for CFO of the state. Oh my God, I can't even with these people. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David,
all right. The Texas National Guard is in Chicago now. There's no word when they'll be on the streets of Chicago, but they have arrived in Illinois and they are at an Army Reserve Training Center there. Former FBI Director James Comey set to be arraigned today on two federal charges in Virginia. He's charged with
obstruction of justice and making false statements by the Justice Department. He's accused of lying to the Senate Judiciary Committee about leaking information from the FBI Trump-Russia investigation in 2016. And Dolly Parton getting public support from her family as she faces apparently some health challenges. Her sister, Freda Parton, shared a message yesterday on social media saying Dolly has not been feeling her best lately and asking fans around the world to pray for her.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I keep getting texts in on this ridiculous bill filed that would change a street at every college, university, college or university in Florida, all 40 of them for Charlie Kirk, which, you know, if you missed the whole conversation, we've been talking about this for 15 minutes, so trust me, go back, listen to the podcast. But I had made the comment that this Kevin Steele's, you know, the problem with him is half measures, that what he should do if he's really serious is we should rename all the universities for Charlie Kirk, and we could have, you know, Charlie Kirk West and Charlie Kirk South University and Charlie Kirk North University and Charlie Kirk State University, Charlie Kirk State University. And somebody said, well, Andrew, you always get on people for not thinking things all the way through. Here you go, not thinking it all the way through. I'm like, oh, tell me more. And they said, think of the football games. You can't have Charlie Kirk State University playing Charlie Kirk University. It's too confusing for the commentators. So what you're saying, well, no. All right. You got
fair
me.
Fair enough.
Well done. John Pickett just got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still accident-free on the big board right now. Seeing some delays again on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Expect about a 7 to 9 minute delay through that construction zone. But other than that, things look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Somebody else texted, where was it? I got it. There's so many came in. Oh, my God, Andrew, I'm so tired of politicians and higher-ups making knee-jerk reactions and decisions without fully thinking about the ramifications of their actions. This new bill by Steele is absolutely redonkulous, and yes, I spelled it that way on purpose. What it makes me think is, I mean, just how stupid do they think you are? Or that generally people are? No. I also think that we have some intellectual lack as a culture. I don't think that's all that new. You know, I don't think that the average citizen of 1789 was necessarily a genius. Although, to be fair, they did publish the Federalist Papers in the ordinary newspaper in 1789, expecting citizens to read and digest it, which these days the average first-year law student can barely comprehend the Federalist Papers. So have we improved? I don't know. It's not so clear to me. You know, they could quote the Bible and we might have heard of it. So it's hard to say. All right. So 657 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh, if you're thinking, oh, you know, let's talk about Frontier Motors since we're in the vicinity. Are we? I mean, why not? Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are a year to 4 years young, 10 to 40 or 50,000 miles. You know, cars that you're going to drive for a long time. Included in their sale is a 10-year or 100,000-mile warranty, so you know you can trust them. What they do is they go to auctions, and they or, you know, people bring back cars, trade them in. In fact, you can trade in a car with them if you've got a good quality car. But they're always acquiring cars. You know, they sell about half their cars every month, so they're turning, you know, you got to sell 150, that means you got to basically buy 150 to replace the inventory. But they go and look, and what they're looking for is a very specific thing. They're looking for a good quality car with a few years and a few thousand miles that is at a price where they obviously can make a profit selling it to you at a still good price, and then you get a great car that you can drive for 10 or 15 years, and then you buy your next car from them. And they want to treat you so well in the process that you want to buy the next car from them and not walk away from them with the kind of the icky feeling you get a lot of car dealers, but a really satisfied, like, hey, these people work with me. I love them. That's how I feel about Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620. You should not drink bottled water. You should drink tap water.
Huh?
You should not drink bottled water. You should drink tap water. Because microplastics.
Microplastics. So what about canned water?
No, it's fine. It's okay. Fine. Yeah, no problem.
That's why I've been doing it.
Canned water?
Yes. Come on now. Yes, yeah, seriously.
The look on my face.
Would you like for me to go get it out of my car?
I need a can of water. Just tap water is fine. Okay, so when it comes to the plastic bottles, the issue is, obviously, it's in the plastic. If it's in the heat, that's worse. And if it's the thinner plastic that they have more commonly now, that's even worse because you crinkle it, and the crinkle and flexing releases more of the microplastics, which are, you know, ultimately microplastics are going to be the thing that kills all of us. They're saying, it's microplastics are going to cause Alzheimer's. Microplastics are going to cause, hepatitis. You feel like,
whoa.
How'd you get the COVID microplastics? You know, like it's going to. the little critters, they were hanging out inside the little bits of plastic inside your body. You know, it's killing the dolphins, it's killing the humans, it's killing everybody. That's the new fashionable, horrible, terrible thing in the world, right? Microplastics. And it's hard to say that they're wrong, you know, because little tiny bits of plastic accumulating in your brain doesn't seem like a great thing, or your liver or whatever. But anyway, if you care about the microplastics, I should say, then don't drink bottled water. Drink tap water. Or cans like John.